first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Score says, don't get nostalgic for George W. Bush.
Since the election of the racist con man in 2016, many people, including many Democrats, have become nostalgic for the George Bush years. Some of this is understandable, given that George W. Bush was not an overt racist, paid lip service to governing norms, and by all accounts is a decent human being. Given how low the bar for the presidency has fallen in recent years, these qualities are certainly preferable to those held by the current occupant of the White House. But in terms of actual negative impacts on the country and the world, currently, Trump is only the second worst president in U.S. history, with Bush continuing to hold the top spot. The Bush-Cheney lies that brought us into the Iraq War, which have cost trillions of dollars and countless lives, both American and Iraqi, was the worst foreign policy disaster in U.S. history. Add to this the financial collapse, the torture, the Orwellian terror alert warnings, Dick Cheney's undermining of the rule of law at every turn, tax cuts for the rich at a time of war, and the undermining of the Justice Department, and no sane American should hold Bush too in high regard. If one day Trump actually eclipses Bush as the worst president ever, we will truly be in an existential crisis. There has never been anyone so dishonest, incompetent, corrupt, and immoral who has held the highest office. Even Nixon wasn't nearly as bad. But so far, Trump hasn't gotten us into new wars, nor has he helped to crash the economy. And that alone makes him superior to Bush, too.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay area. If you would like to share your story or opinion, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.